This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
And a good afternoon to you, sir. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Doing well. Doing well.
Are you you excited about the season, or is there too much business on your plate to think about week one at this point?
No, we're fired up about this season, and the business part is always ongoing. It's a 365 day a year deal, and you're working on that on one side, and of course you're so fired up about our team and ready to get with it here as we head into Giants week, which is always a big deal.
Would you say, Steven, you are happy with how you guys came out of training camp kind of injury-wise, or what would you say about how this training camp went, how healthy you guys are?
Well, I think, on a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, it's got to be right there at a 9 or a 10 because we did avoid catastrophic injuries that, can come with camp. And, we're predominantly healthy. I don't think we're going to really be, missing any of our frontline players as we head into, from a health standpoint, as we head into New York. And I don't think we could have asked for any more. I think Jason did a great job of getting the team prepared. We got a lot of really good work in, and, work that makes you nervous because you are subject to those type of injuries when you're having a good physical camp like we had. But we were able to get through it, get it done, and at the same time keep our eye on the Giants. And I think we're going to have, be at full strength as we head to New York.
So do Zach, Byron, and Amari put those injuries totally behind them, or are they ones that are going to have to be managed week to week?
You never know for sure on those things. But we do think that's why we've been so careful with them on all these guys, is that we get them 110% healthy. And don't put them out there. We wouldn't put them out there if we felt like they weren't 100% and another week would help them out. Then we'd certainly, look at not having them versus, if you look a week down the road and they're going to be 100%. We certainly talked about that, but we didn't have anyone, as it turns out, that fit that category. They're ready to go, and we're fired up about it, barring any setbacks.
With Byron especially, I wonder, from watching camp in the preseason, you guys are incredibly capable at cornerback, even if he's not out there. Does that affect in any way the way you guys treat him for week one with so little work that he's gotten in?
No, that's my point. I mean, we would have certainly erred on the side of conservatism had he not been ready. But he's full go. He was chomping at the bit to get some reps last night. And hats off to Britt Brown and Jim Maurer. Britt, of course, in charge of that stuff, but they're in great shape. They're in game shape. They're ready to go. And I think all these guys are, ready to step up and play. As you said, we're so fortunate with this team, with not only our frontline players, but the depth we have. And as you said, we could go out there with the three guys that we had and feel very comfortable with that. But obviously, Byron was our top corner last year. He's ready to go. We're ready to use it.
I promise not to beat you down with too many roster questions, but you guys have a lot of decisions to make today and then I guess going into tomorrow. And a couple of the guys last night that kind of jumped out at me in that game that are fighting for roster spots were Daniel Wise and Joe Jackson. How many defensive linemen do you think it's possible for you guys to keep? And I don't know if you can comment on individual names like theirs.
Yeah, it's hard to comment on the names at this point because, we're still, although we, had our main meeting and we, got some good direction, there's, still two or three that depending on how the day goes today and tomorrow that we hadn't totally decided on. But, I can certainly see us looking at keeping 10 defensive linemen.
It's Steven Jones with us. So when you guys drafted Zeke, did you anticipate the running back number would jump as much as it has from around 8 to around $14 million in just 3.5 years?
Doesn't surprise you totally. I mean, obviously, if you got rare backs, then, those things can happen. I mean, Adrian Peterson made $14.5 million. In a salary cap era. So, it can happen, but I think it's got to be a back who's rare, a back who's good. And, you don't ever it's hard to speculate 3 and 4 years out where these numbers are going. You know, to some degree, it's a good thing because business is good and the revenues are growing. But that cap is growing, you know, at a big number. I mean, you say that, I probably would have never guessed that the defensive ends would be making, you know, 20 to 25 million and receivers would be making 18 to 20 million. I mean, all these are numbers that are the result of our partnership and our growth in revenue and business in the NFL.
Are there currently any plans to chat with Zeke? Do you have anything scheduled?
Yeah,
or his agent, I would mean?
Really, for me, I've just taken the stance now that, you know, as we get down to the midnight hour, I've just got zero comments. I don't think it does any good to talk about did we talk once, twice, three times, did you exchange offers. All those are things that I think we just need to stay focused with the, you know, with the people that we're working with and see where we end up.
Without anything to do with the contract, if he's not available week one, does that affect your guys' play calling or game planning? Is there any sort of uncertainty that comes with if I'm going to have a top five pick back there or not? Does it affect how plays are called and the actual game plan is put together?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're realistic, you know, there's going to be things that you might do a little different depending on, you know, who your backs are. If it's Alfred and if it's Pollard and Alfred versus Zeke and Pollard, then that's, you know, I think you're going to obviously want to take advantage of, you know, what everybody's strengths are. And certainly everybody does some things better than others. And I'm sure, you know, as we move forward, that's what Jason and Kellen will talk about, depending on what we have there.
Steven, we discuss here on how much Pollard can handle because of 30-plus carries his first 2 years in college, last year 70-plus carries. How much do you guys think that he can handle in game one, two, or three?
Yeah, I think this is just going to be a work in progress with Pollard. I think, you know, obviously I think we're pleasantly surprised and, you know, in a good way that we think he can, you know, be a back that runs between the tackles and, you know, can carry a load. The question is, you know, as you go, you start to see, can these guys carry it 15 times a game? Can these guys carry it 20? We've got a very capable back and, you know, an Alfred that can obviously take some of that load. So I don't think we have to be looking at a situation where you're expecting, you know, for a back to carry it 25 to 30 times. We'll go about, how we strategize to beat the Giants a little differently than, you know, in terms of how we divide up the carries versus how we would do it if Zeke were here and ready to go.
Speaking of surprises, how about this Donovan Wilson, multiple interceptions in the preseason. Is he okay after last night? And, you know, I guess, do we have another Xavier Woods as far as a day three pick that's going to be, you know, a real good contributor for you?
Well, he's obviously someone we're excited about, and it looks like he's found his way to this roster and unfortunately did have a little setback that could keep him out of games, you know, for a couple of weeks. But we'll continue to monitor that. But, you know, we're just so, you know, we're very happy with the progress that he's made. I mean, that's what you look for back there, players who make plays on the ball. And he's around it. I know some of you guys were at practice and, you know, he did the same thing in practices. He was just around the ball, making plays, knocking, stripping balls out, picking up balls, scooping balls. You know, that was consistent with what he did in games, was consistent with what he did in practices.
Have you guys put together the kind of defense that can take that big step forward and become more of a takeaway defense?
I think so. I mean, obviously, that's our goals. And, you know, Chris came from, you know, Seattle, who was, you know, who did a great job of that when they were making their runs to the Super Bowl. And I know that's what, you know, the goals are for Rod and Chris and the defensive football team is to create those plays. As we all know, if you win that turnover battle, you're usually going to win the football game. So, you know, I just think I see us evolving into a team that can do that. And, you know, I think we're as deep and as, you know, as good as we've ever been in the fronts. With the defensive line and the linebackers. And then I do think we're slowly but surely getting the playmakers back there in the secondary that we're looking for. And, you know, if you make those plays on the ball and you play that type of defense, it's certainly going to increase our chances to win football games.
Steven, this is a strange situation, but the name Rolando McClain came across my Twitter. It looks like he's been reinstated, and he's property of the Cowboys. What do you guys do with that?
Well, we just got that as well, so it's a little early for me to comment on anything like that, but I had no idea that that was a work in progress, but we'll certainly look at that as we would anything. We'll do our diligence and make a decision.
Is there any update on Randy Gregory and his paperwork being filed? I know last time we talked to you, you said that's kind of not Cowboys, that's Randy Gregory and his team, but we were just wondering as a Cowboy fan if there's a chance that he could be playing anytime soon.
You know, certainly we're monitoring that. It is my understanding that he may have filed for reinstatement, and then, you know, it's just it's time that we don't control in terms of when they ultimately make a decision.
Steven, this will be definitely my last question relating to number 21, but is there a date next week where if you get a deal done that you feel like he can play?
No, we hadn't set that. And, you know, a lot of it is all we have is hearsay as to, you know, what Zeke's been doing. I mean, my understanding is he's working his butt off and that he's going to be in great shape. But until you actually get your hands on somebody and, you know, put them in pads with the team out there and see how they respond and, you know, what they look like, you won't know. So it's, impossible for me to speculate what day he could come in and still help us.
What do you think about the negotiations going public the way they have it? Is that unavoidable from your situation?
This day and time, I think so. I mean, it's you guys doing an amazing job of covering the NFL, obviously, whether it's cable news, whether it's social media, whether it's Twitter, whether it's whatever it may be. It's, it's hard for, you know, when it gets this type of attention. And obviously when you're talking about a great player like Zeke and a franchise like the Cowboys, it's, it's certainly something that people want to hear about and probably can't get enough of it. And that's probably why that's all you see about it. So, that's part of what comes with being a part of the Cowboys. And I'm sure Zeke knows part of what comes with being a great player in the NFL.
And then, Steven, last question for you. I assume you might be in Arkansas tomorrow as Portland State goes to Arkansas. And I was just wondering kind of what's the update on your son, John Steven, and quarterbacking up there?
Well, thank you for asking. And he's just done a great job. I think Coach Morris has called him out on several occasions in a positive way of the great improvement he's made and how he worked his way into contention to be in consideration to start up there. But he's going to start and be a great team player there. And he's going to be a backup behind Ben Hicks. And he's going to go to work every day like he may get his chance on the next play. So he's fired up. We're fired up about it. And we will be there for that game tomorrow.
Is there any pressure on Dak to get an extension done before he's draft eligible?
Well, I know Dak continues to worry about that, and John Stevens' greatness is certainly should encourage him to go ahead and sign that contract.
Have a great weekend, Steven. You're the best.
All right, guys.